Warren Buffett's probably the world's most successful investor. He's continuously blowing everyone else's portfolio away, and his track record speaks for itself. Now, Warren Buffett is a heavy stock market investor, but he has two quotes that stick out really well for real estate investing. And I want to share those with you today so that you can make better investing decisions, mitigate your risk, and in the end, make a ton of money. This podcast is sponsored by Perpetual Wealth Capital, helping everyday people just like you invest passively in multifamily assets to produce cash flow and build your wealth. Download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate, by visiting thedefinitiveguidebook.com or clicking the link in the show notes. Warren Buffett's been quoted saying the three most important words when it comes to investing are margin of safety. I really take this to heart when we look at properties, because what this means is, what extra room did we leave for the unexpected to happen? Lots of times we see underwriting from other operators and they have really aggressive assumptions, which may not be a terrible idea if you really want to acquire the deal, but to us, no deal is better than a bad deal. So we always lean on the side of safety. An example of this is here in the Phoenix market, where in the last year we've seen a shocking 16% rent increase, which is unheard of at any other point in time. To put that into perspective, generally most operators will assume a 2% rental increase per year. But now we've seen a couple people assume this 16% rent growth will continue over their hold period, sometimes up to 5 or more years. For us, that doesn't leave a large margin of safety, because what happens if in 2 years, rent increases fall back into a typical range, or maybe they only raise 2 or 5%, not the crazy 16% that we saw this last year? It doesn't leave room for the market to adjust downward, and to us, that's just too risky, and we'd run the risk of overpaying for an asset and missing our projected returns. We've also seen this in other categories where expenses are very low. Assuming expenses can be taken down from 50 to 60% down to maybe 30 or 40% without leaving any room for property tax increases, insurance claims or increases, or even assuming extremely low vacancy rates. Because what happens if you miss your target of having only 2% vacancy instead of a standard 5%? Or if your expenses cannot be driven down to that 30 or 40% range and you hold 50% or 60% expenses, you'll miss your projected returns and possibly even lose some money. So always leave room for the unexpected to come up and build in a margin of safety. The second quote that Warren Buffett says is, "It's better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price." And real estate, we've adopted this thought process as well. In the beginning, we were looking at C minus, even D class neighborhoods where incomes were really low, maintenance expenses were through the roof because it was constant work orders needing to be done, holes in the wall, paint messed up, carpets torn up. You know, it was dangerous to travel to these properties with even a group of people, let alone by yourself. There really wasn't any indication of a market upswing. Now, we looked here in the early stages of our business because we were seeing some great prices, and with those great prices came really high projections. But what we quickly learned was that these assets never perform as expected. Expenses are always significantly high. There's always things that come up. Tenant problems cause personal and financial stress, and great property managers and other contract workers will refuse to work in these areas. While I do know people who make great money in these markets, that's a payoff for taking on significant risk with the tenant base and lack of growth in these areas. We've since elected to purchase wonderful companies at fair prices. And in this business, that is exactly what we're doing. We're purchasing these buildings as a business. We've traded off some of the potential upside in exchange for more of that security, less volatility, more predictability, and in the end, feel more comfortable about hitting those amazing returns for our investors. So what Warren Buffett tells us are two things. First is, be conservative in your underwriting and always leave room for the unexpected. It's okay to inflate expenses a little bit per year, even if you think you'll outperform those. It's okay to add a little bit of an extra vacancy factor, even if the market's telling you the vacancy should be less. And also, it's okay to sacrifice some potential upside for security to acquire better and more stable assets. I hope you found this episode valuable. And if you're interested in learning more about building cash flow and your net worth through real estate investing, head to our website, thedefinitiveguidebook.com, and download our free ebook. Thanks so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.